Hello and welcome to Campus Connection with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, how about this spring weather?
Well, it's pretty special, isn't it? You can see, actually, I'm looking out on the library lawn right now, and the students are everywhere and doing everything, frisbee out there. I think I see a little baseball game going, and of course, they're all in the new plaza here on the north side of the Student Union, which is just beautiful, dotted with orange umbrellas.
Well, let's turn to some business. A big week for OSU's Oklahoma City campus.
It really is. It's the 50th anniversary since our campus was established in Oklahoma City. It's really a very important part of the OSU system and provides education and expertise in a variety of areas. Lots of work in the technical fields of electricity and engineering. Nursing, just lots of disciplines there. So it's very exciting. You know, we have new leadership there. Natalie Shirley is only the fourth president of OSU, Oklahoma City. Natalie was head of the Department of Commerce and Tourism for the state of Oklahoma, and she's doing a great job carrying out the OSU OKC mission, working a lot more closely with our Stillwater campus, and she is really oranging up that campus. I'll tell you, it has really it's really showing its colors. And on Monday, we named a street after Natalie's immediate predecessor, Jerry Carroll, who sadly we lost, but his memory will be preserved by the main street through campus. So it was a great event. There was an investiture Monday night for Natalie, welcoming her, and lots of members of the community in the state were there.
President Hargis, there's been a lot of emphasis on health at Oklahoma State University, and that has culminated with a high honor from the State Health Department.
It has. You know, this is a major initiative of my roommate, Ann Hargis, the first cowgirl of Oklahoma State University, whose wellness is her passion. And we have a lot of fellow travelers here on campus, and we're delighted that we've been honored as a certified healthy campus. We earned the top level of excellence, and we continue to take a number of steps to encourage healthy living for our students and our employees. You know, we were the first campus in the Big 12 to go totally tobacco-free. We have endowed wellness programs, nutrition programs, and our fitness facilities are now available to all our employees and not just our students. We are striving hard, as we say, to be America's healthiest campus.
And finally, Burns, I hear you have done a little piloting with your feet on the ground. What's up with that?
Well, you know, OSU has real leadership in the unmanned aerial vehicle discipline. And so we do these inside OSUs where I do a little video vignette of something going on campus that people may not know about and try to profile that. And so I went over to our aerospace engineering area and actually flew one of our UAVs around. And I didn't wreck it, I might add, which was, you know, when we had that dirigible in Gallagher Iba, I ran into the scoreboard with that. But this one I did a lot better. But this is an area of real focus of ours. Our students are also looking at a habitat that they're building for NASA. We have had a many-year relationship with NASA. And not well known to everybody, but we have quite a facility in Ponca City, which is based in the former ConocoPhillips research area. It's called the UML, the Multispectral Lab area. We also have facilities by Fort Sill, where we have clear airspace to test UAVs. There's a wide range of job possibility for grabs. We have one of the few graduate programs, one of the few programs in the country, and the only graduate program in UAVs in the United States.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.